remember that. My point is that I have never seen a more, I think it really started with climate change, but I saw the New York Times take a hard turn to the partisan world. Right. And now historically,
because it turned out they were lying about a lot of their empirical evidence.
Right. Well, they were historically, the press in this country has been very partisan. You know, you had your right-wing papers, your left-wing papers, your center-right, your center-left papers. And then we drifted away from that. We became so-called objective, and that started in the 50s and 60s. Now we're going back to the pick-up, choose sides side of it, and now we become echo chambers. I have no doubt but that the vast majority of the media believes sincerely that Donald Trump is the lesser of the two candidates. And they are campaigning, crusading
Absolutely.
Against him. I have no doubt that there's a sincere motivation from their point of view.
Whether you like us or not, we do both sides. Right. Whereas you watch the other channels, they just do the other side.
You know, but thank God for Fox News.
Yeah.
Because if it were not for Fox News and a handful of right-wing websites like Drudge or Breitbart, a bit more extreme.
And talk radio.
And AM talk radio, which really started. Now you give, you know, people on one side of the other side of the political spectrum at least someplace where they can go. Most people get their news from places where they agree with what is being said. You don't want to watch and throw stuff at the TV set all day long. So I really do think that Fox News, and that's one of the reasons we're so big, so powerful, because we're alone.